Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We're into week two with Stratford Summer Music, and joining us on the phone line with more details, and we got the long weekend coming up too, Kendra Fry is on the line. Good morning, Kendra.
Morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. So we're into week two with Stratford Summer Music. It looks like another big weekend planned, Kendra.
Yeah, it's got lots going on. Saturday's particularly busy. We launch off on Friday this week with Friday Night Live at Revival House, as per usual. And this week's Adrian Ferrugia with Jessica Lalonde. That one's almost sold out. I think we've got about 10 tickets left. So hop in there if you think you want to join us for Revival House.
Oh, for sure. These Friday Night Lives at Revival House are always so popular.
They really are. Last week was absolutely amazing, and we've got some new surprises this week, too, so that's always fun. And then Saturday we're up at Avondale. The air conditioning is fixed at Avondale. If you heard the rumor that it was broken, it's fixed.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so Duel Concertante is up there with Ecology of Being, and I think that's going to be absolutely fantastic. That's at 3 o'clock at the Avondale. And then that night we have the Sweethearts out at Stratford Court Museum at the Players Backstage there. And that's at 7 o'clock, and that is Alex Tengen and Sweethearts. It's like swing music that we've been wanting to have for absolutely ever, and it should be really amazing.
Oh, they look great, and I love the name, the Sweethearts.
I know, right? And, they have a real sense of style about their work, so it should be pretty amazing.
Oh, for sure. And then more events happening on Sunday.
Yeah, then Sunday we start with Widget, which is a combination puppet and classical music. So Vivaldi's Four Seasons along with Shadow Puppetry for Kids. And that's out at Gallery Stratford, and that's at 11 a.m. That one's selling fast, too, so there's about 15 tickets left for that total. And then we finish off that day with the Vocal Academy's finale, which is at 3 p.m. at Avondale as well. So the Vocal Academy, you've been hearing on and off at the bars, they've been absolutely amazing. So that finale should be just as good.
And it looks like we got great weather through the weekend. And, of course, barge music continues.
Yeah, that's right. So we're at 11 and 2:30 this year. We found last year that the later time, we were always getting into thunderstorms with the new weather we're having. So 11 a.m. and 2:30, the barge is stationary. It's at the bottom of York Street there near the cenotaph where we were parked last year. So we have the Stratford Festival Brass this week, the Vocal Academy, and Marcus Nance. Our options on the barge this week. So you can have a look online if he's playing at what time.
Oh my gosh, Marcus Nance on the barge, there you go.
I know, right? It's kind of a magical experience. Apparently you can hear it all across all the houses on the other side as well, so yeah.
Fantastic. StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website for all the details, again, for ticketed events and more. And before, Kendra, we let you go, any shows that are coming up that folks really need to jump on getting tickets for?
Yeah, well, I mean, the week after, of course, is World on the Weekend, and that launches with Sounding Thunder at Avondale. And Sounding Thunder is 15 musicians on stage doing an Indigenous concert about the life of Francis Pegamabo. So you really should jump in on that one, which is August 4th. And that launches our massive World on the Weekend thing, which you and I will talk about next week. Set aside more time, Jamie.
Like
50 events happening over.
Right. Sounds great. Again, StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website for all of the details. Don't wait to get your tickets for these great performances and great shows. Kendra Fry with Stratford Summer Music. Thanks, Kendra, and have a great long weekend, too.
Thanks, Jamie.